The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com. Mark Steiner, and we're about to have a conversation with Maggie Martin. Maggie Martin is an Iraq War veteran. She served two tours. She was a sergeant in the Signal Corps. She deployed to Kuwait in 2002, then Iraq again in 2003, and again in 2005. She was one of those veterans during the protests in Chicago that threw her medals ceremoniously and into away. That she was awarded while serving in Iraq, and I want to welcome you to our program, Maggie. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Mark. Pleasure to be on.
So I remember during Winter Soldier and all the things that happened during Vietnam that this part of a protest movement against the war in Vietnam was the vets coming together and throwing their medals away. It was a pretty powerful moment when that first began. So talk about what happened with you and the other brothers and sisters who had served who did this in Chicago.
Yeah, well, absolutely. The Vietnam vets and Dude Canyon 3, of course, were inspiration. And so we wanted to come together in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan, the Afghan for peace folks who marched with us and say, you know, we withdraw our consent from these occupations and we reject the lies that have been told about the war in Afghanistan. And those medals, those global war on terrorism medals, really represent those lies.
I'm curious, Maggie, I mean, just your own story, what happened to you, because in many ways, even though there were a lot of guys during Vietnam who went and volunteered, most people during the war were drafted who went over to fight or serve in Vietnam, whatever they did there. But the people in today's Army, Armed Forces, are volunteers. Folks have said, okay, you know, I'm 19 years old, I'm 20 years old, I'm joining the service, this is what I'm going to do. So I'm curious your sojourn from the point where, as a very young woman, you decided to join the Army and what brought you to the place you are now.
Yeah, I joined in March of 2001, so it was before the attacks on the World Trade Center. But even after that happened, you know, I was glad that I was in. I was glad that I was getting a chance to be a part of our nation's history. But it's a different story when you get there and the mission is not what you thought it was going to be. And the stories that are being told in the news don't represent the reality that you're experiencing on the ground. A lot of people talk about this all-volunteer army and kind of use that to criticize service members who speak out. But it doesn't matter if you sign up for something on the front end when you find out that it's completely different than what you signed up for. You're not obligated to act against your morals, against your humanity, for the sake of a piece of paper that was intended to deceive you to begin with. And so, I guess we're just saying that there's a higher value to the human lives than there is to this kind of patriotic idea around these medals and flags. And
And when you served twice in Iraq, I mean, there's three deployments in 5 years. One of the things I saw that you wrote was that how you wrote it left your life in utter shambles. I just wish you'd just talk about what happened to you. Let me just read something you wrote, if you don't mind, and get
sure.
People a sense, and then talk a bit about it. I mean, you said So what if I couldn't even talk to my husband or best friend or my mom about what I was feeling? So what if I lost my temper, screaming and throwing things? So what if I was so flooded with anger that I was bursting at the seams? You suck it up, because that's what you're trained to do. Never let them see you sweat. Only them is everyone, and sweat is a struggle we all go through when we come home from war. That one paragraph is very powerful and could be spoken by any number of people who have fought through wars. So I'm curious if you can share what you can with our listeners about that and what and how that affected you and into the woman you are today as a veteran.
Yeah, wow. I wrote that a while ago, and it kind of brings me back to hear it. And it really was a struggle to transition from the military to civilian life. Like I said, I was involuntarily extended for a year. And before that year deployment, I was happily married, trying to start a family. I was getting enrolled in college because I thought I was getting out. I had a home and a family that I was really happy with. And then I deployed, and it all really fell apart, and my marriage fell apart. I came home, and I was getting out of the military, getting a divorce, having to find a job, having to get into school all at the same time, while being separated from, you know, these people who I had served with for 5 years, who were basically the only family that I actually felt like I could relate to at that time. So it was really hard to transition. And I think being in the military, you really want to always portray yourself as being strong and brave and all these other things that we think soldiers are supposed to be. And so it is hard to be vulnerable and to ask for help.
So I what do you think that veterans like as you, I mean, who served so many tours in Afghanistan and or Iraq, are saying to the American public at large, especially during these NATO meetings? What are you trying to get across?
I mean, we're saying that the human costs are far too high, that the needs here at home are far too high to continue these wars the way that they are. You know, we're saying that the war in Afghanistan is not working. We're not winning the war, and that more lives should not be lost for the sake of saving face or whatever it is that we're doing at this point.
Yeah, when we were interviewing another Iraq war veteran just last week here on the program, who is part of the veteran writing program at Walter Reed, that a lot of people from many different wars come together, and that's one of the ways they get through things is writing, and writing what happened and writing about their lives. One of the things he and I talked about was that there's a striking similarity in some ways between Iraq and Vietnam and the men and women who fought under the American flag in both of those places, in that so many of the vets coming back from both those wars, whether they were proud of their service or not, and most were, that question what these wars were about. Why were we sent to fight? Who were we fighting, and what are we fighting for? And did we fight for a lie in terms of starting both these wars? And those similarities really were striking. I wonder what you think about that.
Yeah, I think that there really is a special bond kind of between Iraq vets and Vietnam vets. And I felt that with the support that we have from folks from Vietnam Vets Against the War and Vets for Peace, and even going home and running into a distant cousin who's a Vietnam vet, and being able to connect on that and just kind of both understand what we're talking about as far as, you know, being sent to war for a lie. We both really felt that, and I think that that's true for a lot of vet for those two wars.
So tell me what the significance was for you. I mean, both the significance for you and the reaction to when you threw your medals away in the protest on Saturday. I mean, I think this is a picture of you that I'm looking at with other soldiers in uniform, vets in uniform, and you have at least three rows of ribbons under you on your chest. So I'm wondering what that felt like, what it symbolized, and what reaction you got.
Yeah, I think that you might actually be looking at a picture from back in 2008 when Iraq Veterans Against the War marched on the Democratic National Convention, because at that time I wore my dress uniform with all of my medals. But in Chicago this past weekend, I wore just my IBAW t-shirt and my desert camouflage uniform top and had my two medals in my hand, my Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary and Service medals. So for me, having participated in a big action with my brothers and sisters back in 2008 and having done this work for several years now, I didn't feel as nervous as I did back then. I just felt really... really resolved in my choice and really really glad to be there with the other veterans who chose to take that step. And it just felt really powerful and positive to me.
We've been talking with Maggie Martin. She was a sergeant in the 3rd Infantry Division. She served. She went to Iraq twice in 2003, 2005. Before that was deployed in Kuwait. Is a member of the Iraq Veterans Against the War. She and how many others did that threw their medals away on Saturday?
I believe there were 47 of us there and 6 war resistors from Canada who sent their medals with a Vietnam vet to return them.
And we want to thank her for everything she's done and for raising the consciousness of our country. Thank you, Maggie, so much.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Justin Levy and Christina Arison. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, hear additional interviews, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines, where you can get your weekly fix of arts and culture, food and drink, home and design, style and shopping, and green and sustainable topics. Updated information can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at urbanitebaltimore.com.